Parshas Yisro Chamishi, Perek Yates Pasuk Zayin. Vayavo Moshe, Vayikra Zeknei Ha'am. Moshe comes and calls out to the elders of the nation. Vayasam b'fneihem, and he puts before them Eitz Kol Dvarim Ha'ela Asher Tzivo Hashem, all of these things that Hashem has commanded them. Pasuk Ches. Vayanu Kol Am Yachdav, and the entire nation responded together. Vayamru, and they said, Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nasa, everything that Hashem does, we will do. Says that we will do. By Yashav Moshe as Tivraham Al Hashem, and Moshe brought the words of the people said back to Hashem. Says Rashi, by Yashav Moshe as Tivraham Al Gomer, by Yom HaMalchus, and the next day Moshe responds to Hashem, Shiyom Shlishi Shrei Bashkama Allah. It's on the third day because that's when he would only go out up back to the mountain. Chitzar Chaya Moshe, why did Moshe have to respond? And Hashem already know. El Ba Kaz of Lam Chadaf Eretz Moshe. We're learning how to act properly for Moshe. Shlo Amar Hol V'Yodea Misha Shalcheini. He didn't say, oh, since Hashem knows what the message is, in Terech Hashav, I don't need to respond back. No, he recognized Hashem sent him to do this, so his job is to respond. Pasuk Tes, V'Yomer Hashem, Moshe, Hashem says to Moshe, Hinei Anochi Bo'elecha, behold, I will go to you, come to you, Ba'av Hanan, with a thick cloud. By more in order, Yishma Ha'am, B'daber Yimach, so that the people will hear as I speak to you, and they will believe in you forever. Moshe then tells the words of the people to Hashem. With the densest of part of the cloud, that's the Arafel that we're going to see later on. And also in you, not just you, but also the future Nevi'im coming after you. On the next day, on the fourth day, Moshe then says the words to all the people, which means I heard from them a response to the matter of Hashem's statement in the beginning that the people would hear him speaking to Moshe, that they want to hear directly from you. Can't compare someone who speaks as a messenger and then listening to someone who's from the king himself. It is our wish to see our king. Says Pasuk Yud. Hashem says to Moshe, Leif el ha'am, go to the people, v'kidashtem ha'yom u'machar, and sanctify yourself today and tomorrow. Chipsu sim l'sam u'mash at your clothes. Says Rashi, v'yomer Hashem Moshe, imkin k'shem mazkikim. If you actually, in the case that you are asking me to speak before them, says Hashem, Leich alam go to the people, v'kidashtem, meaning v'zimantem, and prepare yourselves. Shechinu atzmechem ayom machar, you should ready yourselves today and tomorrow. Pasuk Gerav, v'ayunachonim v'ayom hashashi, you should be prepared for the third day. Ki v'ayom hashashi, yirei Hashem v'aneich alam al Har Sinai. Because in the third day, Hashem will come down for all the people at Har Sinai. Says Rashi, v'ayunachonim, I wasn't even prepared, separated from his wife. Which is the sixth of the month. And the fifth day, which we don't actually have in the Torah, Moshe builds Mizbeach at the foot of the mountain. And 12 pillars. This is all mentioned in the next week's parashah, Parashas Ve'el Mishpatim. But the Torah is not writing this chronologically, and therefore, it's not mentioned here. Before the people, Mamet Shalhoya Behem Suma, Shishapim Kula. Those that anyone blind, they can all see. And they all have their eyes to see. And that's why? Because they will be healed at Har Sinai. Pasuk Beis, Vigbata Asa Am Savilimar. And you should set boundaries around the people saying, Yisharmu Lechem, Ados Pahar Vunagoa Vikasei. Be very careful of going up and touching the edges. Kondakea Bahar, Mosimas. Anyone who touches the mountain will surely die. Says Rashi, Big Bata, Kival them tchum in the siman. Fix for them limits as a sign so that people may not go to halo. So they should not approach beyond boundaries. Lemor, Hagvul amar lahem, the boundary says to them, Yishamru ma'alos mikan lala. Guard yourselves from ascending the mountain beyond this point, but tell these hasirab, and you should warn them with regard to this. When you go bikseo, or touching the edge, I feel bikseo. Even if you touch the edge, it's still going to be a problem. Pasuk Gimel, Losi Gabo, don't touch it. Well, yeah, I don't have any hands. Tasha kisako yisakel o yoro yorum. Because a person will be stoned or cast down. In behema im ish, if it's a man or whether it's an animal, lo yichi won't lie. He won't live. Once the blast of the ram's horn is drawn out, then they could go up. Says Rashi Bayor Yireh, Bikai Lanus Skalim, if you can look at anyone who gets stoned, Shemidachon Namalim Beit Haskila. They're pushed from a stony place, the stony place, Shugavosh Dekomos, which is the height of two heights of a man. Yireh, Yishlachom Akhilar, so they're thrown down to the ground, Kmo Yireh Bayom, as he's been cast down to the sea, b'mshochayovel, which means v'kish yimshochayovel kol aruch, when there's a long blast of the shofar of the ram, who simul siluk shchina v'apsak asakol, to sign that the shchina is gone, or departed, and the voice is ended, v'kim v'shistakel heim v'sham alos. Once the shchina has been removed, then they can go up to the mountain. Hayovel, what's hayovel? Who shofar sha'ayel? It's the horn of a ram. Shekein v'arabia, from the Dikha Yuvla, because in Arabic they're called the ram a Yuvla. And this horn was actually the ram that Avram used instead of Yitzchak during the Akedah. Yod Dalit. Vayir Moshe Minahar El Ha'am. Moshe goes down to the people, from the mountain to the people. By Kadesh Sa'am Echabsus Masam. And they sanctify the people and they wash their clothing. This is telling you that Moshe did not attend his own business, but rather he went directly from the mountain to the people himself. He says to the people, be ready for a 3-day period. Isha did not approach a woman, says Rashi. At the end of the third day, which is the fourth day. Shehu says Moshe Yom Echad Midaita. Moshe actually added his own, from his own understanding, one extra day. Kedivrei Rabbi Yosi, like Rabbi Yosi explains in the Gemara. Kedivrei Ha'omer B'shisha L'Chodesh Ne'nil Asar Sadibros. But there's an opinion in the Gemara that says that the Torah was given out on the seventh, which is including the fourth day of Moshe, but only the sixth day. V'loho says Moshe Kol Moshe didn't add anything. V'loshosh Samim Kamol L'Yom Hashlishi. And the 3-day period doesn't mean excluding the last day, the fourth day, rather it's a 3-day period for the third day, including the third day. Al tikshu al isha, kol shlosas yom ha'ela, for these entire 3 days, kidei shiyu anashim tovel siyam ha'shlishi, v'siyena taharus l'kabal Torah. Women should be able to go mikvah on the third day, and they should be tar to accept the Torah. Sh'im yishamshu toch shlosas yomim, sh'im atutu ha'isha shim chazer la'achat to be lost in Eva's show, discharge something after her immersion, Tachsa v'timah shall be impure again. Abu Mishashas v'shosh yamim, after 3 days, Kvar Zer Masriach, the Zer will become putrid, the Einu Royal Hazria, the Tar Melotame Esa Polakis, and she'll be Tar, even if it comes out. Pasuk Kazan, Vahi Vayom HaShashi, and it was on the third day, Yosef Boker in the daytime, Vahi Kolos Brokim, and there was lightning and thunder, Vanam Kaved Al-Har, and there was a heavy cloud on the mountain, the kol shofar chazak ma'od, and there's a shofar sound that was very powerful. By charei kol ha'am asher b'machane, and the entire people were in the camp was shuddering. As Rashi Biyosa Boker, la'amid shehiktim al gadam. It teaches us that he, Hashem, came to the Mount Har Sinai before they did. Mashein derech chaser v'dam la'asos. Unlike normal people, sheyeh harad dam to the Talmud, that the teacher should be for the student. Hashem betzinu. We find in Yechezkel this idea that Hashem was there already before the Navi was there. That's a good example. By Yosei Moshe, Moshe brought people out of the grass of Elokim out of Manachonet to bring the people out to meet to greet Hashem from the camp. By Yitzhatsu Tachzar, and they stood under the mountain. The rest of the grass of Elokim, Magid Sheshchim Yosei Sekrasim. It tells us the Shechina went out towards them, that like the chasin was going out to greet his kala. The word likras means both parties are moving toward each other, apparently, as the Mizrahi explains. V'zeu shenemar, Hashem b'Sinai ba. Hashem came from Sinai. V'lo nemar l'Sinai ba. It didn't say that they came to Sinai, but from Sinai, he greeted us. But to tach zahar, Lefi pshuto bragolar. This simple reading is just at the foot of the mountain. When Midrasho, Shemidlashahar, Minkoma, Hashem picked up the mountain from its place, and he covered it over like a tub. Pasuk Yudches. The Har Sinai Hashem Kulo. Har Sinai was like a smoking, entirely smoking, B'nei Asher, Yared, Alav Hashem, Be'ish Hashem Kidam in it with fire. Vayal Ashno, and the smoke ascended, Ashna Kishon, like the smoke of a lion pit. And the entire mountain was exceedingly shuddering. Says Rashi, Hashem Kulo, in Hashem Zashim Dovar, from the mountain, Nakur Hashem Patuah, because it's a patach, there's a patach, like Hashem. El Lashon Pa'al, it's a verb in the past tense. Kamo, Amar, Shama, Shamar, Shama, Lachach Targumo, Tinan Kulo. That's why the Targum in the Unkos is saying it as Tinan, smoking like a shan. Filter game tinana, as the word ashan would sound like smoke. V'chein ashan of Shem Mikra, Yekudim Kamat Rebeish Hushem Dabar. That's why in all the times it has the word smoke, ashan, it's with a kamat, because it's emphasizing the fact that it's a verb, not a noun. Kivshan Shosid of wine. The mountain was burning to the heart of the heaven. It was a far greater fire, just more smoke than just a lamp furnace. So why did they call it like a kivshon? The shaber sa'ozen, to explain to the ear, to understand. The Torah gives us a sign which we can identify with. We compare HaKadosh Baruch Hu to a lion that roars. Who isn't Hashem the one who gave the strength to the lion? So what's the comparison? Because of Moshe B'Karye, but the Torah compares it to Hashem to Kriyach of the lion. But we're going to compare and liken HaKadosh Baruch Hu to these creatures to make the people understand what's going on, at least to some level. And the Pasuk says in Cheskel, that Hashem's voice is like the sound of many waters. Hashem was the one who gave us the water sound, so what's the description? He's the one, it's different. So Hashem is trying to give us like a comparison from his creations, to explain to the ear so they can understand something. The voice of the shofar was going and growing each consistently. Moshe, that there Moshe would speak, Hashem, Malkim, Yenenevakol, and Hashem would respond in a voice. So the Ashachov, Bechazek, Ma'od, Minakhejo, it was a man of an ordinary man called Mashu Marech Litzko, anytime he continues to blow, called Machlach Bechal, it gets weaker and weaker. Avakan, Holuch Bechazek, Ma'od, but as time progresses here, it gets stronger and stronger. Vlama Kach, Mechila. So I was that first week. Sabra was Nehem, Mashachon Hashema. It was to let the ears understand what they're able to hear, meaning not to shock them in this context. Moshe Yidaber, Bishahaya Moshe Medaber, Mashmiya Hadvar Mlisrael, Moshe would speak and cause the Jews to hear the commandments of Hashem, Shred Lashem and Piagvur Al Nochi Bulayachab, because they only heard the first two, of Anochi and Liyalacha. So Moshe would speak, like Hashbarachu Messiah, Sisbakoch, Lios Kol, Mizgaber, Nishma. So when Moshe spoke, Hashem would allow the voice of Moshe to continue to get stronger so everyone can hear. Yanena b'kol, which means Yanena as Devar HaKol. Hashem would respond to him, to Moshe, over the matter of the voice, which means Hashem would make it stronger. Kimo asher yane b'eish. As we find that the word ane with the word bi, ane bi, is referring to al Devar HaEish l'arido. It's referring to over the matter of the fire, to make it a stand. So in our passage also, Hashem is answering by a voice, which means with the voice, about the idea of the voice that Moshe was speaking to the Bnei Yisrael.